next on the 5 o'clock report.
2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
The economy will come back, but those who have passed away won't come back.
I love my fiance, but there's only so much we can handle of each other.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. All hail the chief.
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
That is our top story at 5. President Trump in the heart of the Lehigh Valley today to tour a distribution center that sent millions of masks and other protective gear to those on the front lines of the COVID-19 fight.
And we thank God for the courage of those on the front lines. And you make it possible for them. The workers at this facility have answered the call in America's hour of need.
The president says his administration is filling the strategic national stockpile as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
The coverage will bear. You've heard me say it a lot when we came into this administration.
Today's presidential visit comes at a time of great political upheaval in the Commonwealth over the reopening of the state. Governor Tom Wolf raising eyebrows this week after he called leaders who wanted to reopen without his permission cowards. Wolf then threatened to withhold federal aid to those areas. That sparked a strong rebuke from state Republicans who accused the governor of playing politics with a national crisis. Today, President Trump said he fears some states are purposefully staying closed for political reasons. Rick Bright in the spotlight. That is the other big story at 5.
Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
The vaccine expert warning Congress today that America's window of opportunity is closing when it comes to curbing COVID-19.
If we fail to improve our response now, based on science, I fear the pandemic will get worse and be prolonged.
Rick Bright was fired by the White House because he would not support President Trump's claim that the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine might be effective in treating COVID-19. Today, the Trump administration pushed back on Bright's testimony.
On hydroxychloroquine, Dr. Bright literally signed the application for FDA authorization of it. Literally, he's the sponsor of it. His allegations do not hold water. They do not hold water.
Health Secretary Alex Azar.
This is like somebody who was in a choir and is now trying to say he was a soloist back then. What he was saying is what every single member of this administration and the president was saying. Every single thing.
President Trump saying today he listened to some of Rick Bright's testimony and said he came off as an angry, disgruntled employee. Today, Senator Richard Burr stepped down as chairman of the Intelligence Committee. The North Carolina Republican is under FBI investigation for stock trades he made just before the market downturn that was sparked by the coronavirus pandemic.
This is a distraction to the hard work of the committee and the members, and I think the security of the country is too important to have a distraction.
Burr has denied any wrongdoing. The fight to reopen America could move from the governor's office to the courtroom. Wisconsin, the first state in the country to prove that theory right. The highest court in the Badger State has ruled that Democratic Governor Tony Evers does not have the authority to keep that state shut down.
It's been kind of boring sitting in my house. I love my fiance, but there's only so much we can handle of each other.
The experts say the ruling in Wisconsin could pave the way for other blue states to reopen sooner than what their governors want. Governor Evers says Republicans will have to own the chaos from the high court's decision.
They have provided no plan. There's no question among anybody that people are going to get sick. Republicans own that chaos.
Tony Evers says the court's decision will put lives at risk. The Wisconsin High Court says the governor's stay-at-home order was unlawful, invalid, and unenforceable. Tomorrow, the U.S. House will pass a $3 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill. Democrats call it a lifeline. Republicans call it a lie.
So here we go again. Here we go again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Speaker Pelosi has copied and pasted ideas from the most liberal members of the House, wrote a bill, then slapped the word coronavirus on the top of it.
This week, the Speaker published an 1,800-page seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities and called it a coronavirus relief bill.
McConnell says this latest Democratic proposal includes giveaways to blue state millionaires, cash payments for illegal immigrants, and green lights for cannabis studies. New weekly unemployment claims came out today. The Labor Department says just under 3 million Americans filing for jobless benefits last week. That means in just 2 months, more than 36 million of us now out of work.
The only thing worse is to be told your loved one just died of the coronavirus. This is the world that President Trump lives in.
And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
He had to shut the economy down to keep a couple million people from dying. The economy will come back, but those who have passed away won't come back. And these are the choices we have.
The experts say up to 25% of working Americans today have lost their jobs over the past 2 months. Still to come this Thursday, the president in Pennsylvania, the reopening in New York, and the inn at Little Washington.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our Family Life forecast. Some rain spreading across the region as we head through this evening and overnight. More of a scattered shower situation. The temperatures overnight quite a bit warmer than they've been for the past several nights. It'll likely stay up in the 50s in all areas. Tomorrow, an unsettled day. Showers around, some thunder showers too. Maybe a little sun in spots. The temperatures will be warm tomorrow in the 60s and even the 70s in some spots, especially over the southern tier and south into Pennsylvania. We'll see the shower and thunder shower activity coming to an end tomorrow evening and the clouds breaking overnight. That'll lead into a nice start to the weekend with a lot of sunshine on Saturday and temperatures still fairly pleasant, 60s and 70s.
All righty, Ken McKinley checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Thursday, May 14th. Once again, our top story at 5, the president in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Mr. Trump visiting the McCungee facility of Owens and Minor near Allentown this afternoon. The company with headquarters in Virginia constructs medical supplies, including N95 masks. President Trump putting a bit of vocal pressure on Governor Wolf's restriction orders as the nation itches to get back to work. Both protesters and supporters on hand today for the commander-in-chief's 18th visit to PA during his time in office. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Central New York can now reopen tomorrow. Governor Cuomo delivering his COVID-19 press briefing today from Syracuse, where he says that area has been added to the list of regions that can partially reopen.
Reopening does not mean the problem has gone away. It means we have controlled the problem because of what we did and because of our individual responsibility and individual action.
Central New York now joins the Finger Lakes, the Southern Tier, the Mohawk Valley, and the North Country to get the green light to reopen. Western New York still hasn't been given that go-ahead. The governor saying today he wants to set the bar higher in this COVID-19 era.
It's not about just going back to where we were. Let's use this as a moment to grow and to get better. Let's learn from the pain that we went through.
The New York on pause order expires for eligible regions tomorrow. The activist group Reopen PA will march on Harrisburg tomorrow. They're upset with the measures Governor Tom Wolf has taken since the last anti-shutdown protest in April. As many as 15,000 people expected at the state capitol at noon tomorrow. Churches in New York remain in limbo over when they can reopen.
It's unclear about houses of worship and when it's a possibility for us to reopen.
Pat Jones at Eastern Hills Wesleyan near Buffalo says Governor Cuomo's four-phase reopening plan is murky when it comes to churches.
The only guideline that we're looking for is to try to figure out in the different phases what the number is of size of groups that can meet safely according to the guidelines. And that's about the only thing at this point that we have to work with.
Jones says the average attendance at his church is around 1,100. He says smaller churches will likely be able to reopen much sooner than larger ones. Jones says it probably won't be until mid-June before Eastern Hills can open its doors once again. Well, it's another casualty of COVID. Grocery prices on the rise. Cereal, bread, meat, dairy, they're all up because of this pandemic.
There's definitely been a lot of increases over the past month or so.
John Gonzalez, store manager at Hagedorn's Market in Webster, New York, says the price spike is across the board.
Just because it's a lot harder to make these products and get them out into the market, not just in meats or one area.
Gonzalez says the price spike is a direct result of food supply chains being interrupted because of this crisis. He says prices should start to come down again as soon as this outbreak is better contained. The Pennsylvania Department of Health reporting more than 900 new cases of COVID-19 today. That pushes the statewide total since the outbreak began to nearly 60,000. Officials say over 4,200 Pennsylvanians have now died from this disease. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks were higher today as bank shares and the oil market offset another dismal round of U.S. unemployment data. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 377, the NASDAQ ahead by 80, and the S&P 500 rose 32. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Have you ever gotten a tip that seemed helpful but turned out to be anything but? If that bogus advice is about your credit score, it could cost you money and unnecessary stress. For example, carrying a balance on your credit card raises your score. That's false. But too much balance can certainly hurt your score. Not so well-meaning companies will tell you they can repair your credit score. Baloney. Only you can improve your score by paying your bills on time. Close accounts once you pay them off. Actually, this can hurt your score. Instead, just close one or two a year, but meanwhile, don't use them. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail. Counsel is good, as long as it's good counsel.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Big League Baseball still up in the air. Sunny time, Drive Home Sports.
Thank you, Bill. While Major League Baseball hopes to return July 4th, finances still remain a big hurdle. Players Union not expected to agree to the owner's plan of having player salaries based on a 50-50 split of all regular season and postseason revenue. Tampa Bay Rays ace pitcher Blake Snell says he will not play this season for a reduced price, especially because the risk of contracting the coronavirus is, quote, just not worth it. A new wedding venue is available at Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field for frontline workers. The Eagles are allowing frontline workers and people who have had their weddings postponed due to COVID-19 to be married at the stadium. The offer is made for people who have had their weddings scheduled up to March 2021, and the team is waiving the $30,000 ceremony fee. And a Cleveland, Ohio clinic nurse will help jumpstart the coronavirus-delayed NASCAR season this weekend. Frank McCurry has been tapped to be one of three dozen grand marshals for Sunday's race at Darlington, South Carolina. McCurry has spent the past month helping care for COVID patients in New York City. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiette.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our Family Life forecast. Some rain spreading across the region as we head through this evening and overnight. More of a scattered shower situation. The temperatures overnight quite a bit warmer than they've been for the past several nights. It'll likely stay up in the 50s in all areas. Tomorrow, an unsettled day. Showers around, some thunder showers too. Maybe a little sun in spots. The temperatures will be warm tomorrow in the 60s and even the 70s in some spots, especially over the southern tier and south into Pennsylvania. We'll see the shower and thunder shower activity coming to an end tomorrow evening and the clouds breaking overnight. That'll lead into a nice start to the weekend with a lot of sunshine on Saturday and temperatures still fairly pleasant, 60s and 70s.
All righty, Ken McKinley, appreciate it. Finally at 5, a swanky upscale restaurant near our nation's capital is using mannequins to enforce social distancing. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
The Inn at Little Washington is a 3-Michelin-star restaurant in Northern Virginia and plans to begin reopening later this month. Because it can only operate at 50% capacity, the restaurant will fill empty seats with mannequins. It's to give patrons a full dining experience while complying with social distancing requirements. The chief proprietor at the eatery, Patrick O'Connell, says in a statement, quote, I've always had a thing for mannequins. They never complain about anything, and you can have lots of fun dressing them up. These mannequins will be seated among restaurant diners, posed as couples dressed in 1940s garb. The Inn at Little Washington is taking reservations now for its grand reopening on May 29th. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brandon, appreciate it. That is the world we live in this Thursday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price. Family Life News.